Today on Gardening in a Minute, using animal manure as fertilizer. Gardeners have long used animal manure in their gardens, since it's a good source of nutrients and organic matter. But it's essential to follow safe practices when using manure in vegetable gardens, since it can carry dangerous bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella. Manure should be properly composted to reduce pathogens to a safe level. You can use manure from chickens, cows, and horses. If you must use raw manure in the garden, apply it according to the 91-20-day rule. If the manure touches the edible plant part, like watermelons, apply it at least 120 days before harvest. If edible parts are high above the soil, like corn, apply it at least 90 days before harvest. Look online for the nutrient content of specific manures and use correct application rates. For more information about fertilizers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, coral honeysuckle. Looking for a colorful and easy care vine that blooms all summer long? If so, you might want to give coral honeysuckle a try. Coral honeysuckle is a great native vine that can be grown on fences and trellises or as a sprawling ground cover. Because the flowers are trumpet-shaped, it's sometimes referred to as trumpet honeysuckle. Starting in spring, it produces clusters of bright red or orange flowers that attract butterflies and hummingbirds. It will continue to bloom intermittently throughout the summer. Coral honeysuckle also makes a nice backdrop for other garden plants, thanks to its attractive silvery green leaves. It will grow in a range of conditions, but performs best when planted in full sun in slightly acidic soil. So make room in your garden for this colorful and versatile vine. For more information about coral honeysuckle and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Meme Sapote. Gardeners who live in South Florida can grow many unusual tropical fruits, including Meme Sapote. The football-shaped fruits can reach 8 inches long. Their red flesh has the texture of an avocado, while the flavor is similar to a sweet potato mixed with a dash of almond. It takes about 2 years after the tree's flower for a single fruit to mature. You can check whether fruits are ready to pick by scratching their surface. If the scratched area shows red, it means they're ready. After picking, leave fruit at room temperature for 5 to 7 days to ripen. These tropical trees are native to Mexico and South America and can reach 30 to 50 feet tall, so plant them in a warm, protected location where they'll have room to grow. For more information about tropical fruits and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, scouting tips. Scouting is a way to monitor the garden for pests, and it's a key part of any integrated pest management strategy. Here are a few tips for finding potential pests before they get out of hand. Start by inspecting plants for signs of pests. Even if pests themselves aren't visible, you may be able to find telltale evidence like chewed leaf edges or tiny droppings. Be sure to turn leaves over and inspect the undersides, since pests often hide there. A good scouting kit that includes a hand lens can be helpful. If you don't already have a scouting kit, it's easy to put one together. Finally, remember that scouting your garden on a regular basis is the best way to help prevent major pest problems. For more information about integrated pest management and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, make your own mist house. If you want to start your own plants from cuttings, you'll need to prevent the cuttings from wilting before the new roots form. The best way to do this is to use an intermittent mist system, sometimes called a mist house. Professional systems can be pricey, but you can make your own version using plans that are available online. You'll need programmable timers and some basic irrigation and electrical parts. Another inexpensive option is to place the planted cuttings in a large clear plastic bag or bin somewhere out of the sun, then mist the cuttings several times a day with a spray bottle or pressurized sprayer. By creating the moist environment your cuttings need, you'll stand a better chance of ending up with plenty of new plants. For more information about propagating plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.